The Wyoming Game and Fish Department offers hunters, anglers, and others who enjoy the outdoors unique access opportunities through their public access areas, or PAAs, and wildlife hunter management areas, WHMAs. Many of these areas provide hunting and fishing, hiking, biking, camping, and motorized travel like ATV and UTV use. But they also serve as important winter range for big game, so a personal ethic is called for to those who use these areas. On some areas in the state, a hot and dry summer has left forage conditions for big game lacking. In the Dubois area, forage production data of winter ranges on Whiskey Basin, Enberg Roy, and Spence Moriarty WHMAs are down substantially, more than 60%. An added concern is the impacts of off-road vehicle travel on these areas. With forage grasses short and already dry, they become extremely brittle. Even one set of ATV tires driving over these grasses in a dry year can render the grass useless for forage. Game and fish biologists are asking the public to help out and drive only on designated roads. Off-road travel is illegal on WHMAs for good reason. The impact a single track created by someone going off-road encourages others to drive it as well, and the ensuing resource damage can be permanent. In areas where off-road tire tracks crisscross winter range grasslands in multiple directions, the forage loss is substantial. ATVs and UTVs allow users the opportunity to access a lot of hard-to-reach areas. But an ethic is asked for here because there's a cost to the resource for doing so, often at the expense of wildlife who need that forage during winter months. Off-road travel could be considered vandalism, so staying on designated roads is simply a smart play. To report vandalism or misuse of an access area or wildlife habitat management area, call your local game warden, sheriff's office, or the Stop Poaching Hotline at 1-877-WGFD-TIP. Again, off-road travel is illegal, and in a year when dry conditions have dominated some regions of the state, many animals are relying on the grasses you may be considering driving onto. With Wyoming Game and Fish, Ray Hageman, Wyoming News Now. This is Ray Hageman with the Wyoming Game and Fish Department.